Okay. And so we're stuck in the stasis, because stasis says, Vahide is kulalei bitka de maya, afilu kafso vevion sham, v'acharkach isku pater. The dami lazore kreisus rispiyada. Vafilu kadamu venotlo is pater. Well, what's it got to do with it? Where's this? It's not stress. Rashi explains the Sanhedrin very clearly that if he's shakal of bitka de maya, so he's by the ocean, right? So he directs the ocean water to him. So if it's koch rishon, so he's chayef. But if it's koch sheni, meaning that it fills in an area and then subsequently gets to him and starts rising, so that's called koch sheni. So koch sheni is putter. Now where does he see in that an analogy to bitka de maya? Right? I mean shris. The shris, I'm sorry. The shris. So the Maharam noticed this question. He was bothered. So what does he do with it? He says Atosos Kutro the Mokam Shahil and Mahara. It's funny because the Sanhedrin Tesis says exactly the Mosh. So he's going to have to say the thesis did it twice. He committed the same
crime.
The same crime twice.
He was Baharach, but repeating it. Not expanding it.
Okay, good.
So do me a favor. Bothered by it, he did it twice.
Yeah, so do me a favor. Save my voice. Read the Maharam. Right.
It's only the first gush that he's fired.
Fine.
He's killed the first gush and then.
Correct.
Right.
Fine, okay.
Ulukan, Madamu, he equates it, Lazoric Chais, Vitoris, Swiss Vieta. A filu, Kodem Hu. Even if the shooter runs fast and pulls away, I mean, Nuplo, he's Potter. The time of the Potter, Hassan, Havi, Mashum, Bishas, Rikas, Pace. Lahoisa, Ruhe, Lahamisa, when he shot the arrow, it wasn't going to kill him, the guy was like behind the wall.
Why wasn't he going to kill him?
He's like protected.
Oh, you mean the Swiss case?
Yeah.
But not a Mayan case.
No.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, good. Okay, you're going to the
this
base.
Conference is muted. Callers may unmute themselves by pressing star 1.
Lohoisa Ruhr, Lohamisa Mishim Asaris, Shehoi
Abyadam. So therefore, it wasn't the whole Locha of Chayes. That's a Mamus. Okay, yeah, fine.
The next part, I'm not sure how to read it. He's asking if this is rhetorical. He says, okay, I think he reads like this. Am I? Well, it doesn't answer it. That's what it's
saying. No, he's explaining
something. No, that's part of the case.
But what do you mean? He's not tired.
He is tired.
I thought we were puttering like this.
No, but why would you want to?
Okay.
There's no half way to say that he'd be
correct. Right. I mean, it's rhetorical.
Right.
Right. Okay. So my chay ever said the tilsa sris. We had the b'hai shait the lohoya el and the grum b'alma. Why would you be the chay with a guy for pulling the sword away? It's only a grum b'alma. Look, I'm putter, and therefore you are putter when you pull the sword.
In other words, when you pull the sris, by doing an extraneous action, you're rendering the halacha sachet, the halacha of misa. So that's grumma.
Right.
That's grumma.
Why isn't it like tying them up, moving them in a place of something, an inevitable deadly force that's about to come? We said that was what we learned from H, that if you put them in a situation where it's going to be an impending deadly force, then you're responsible. So that's what you do. You put them in a situation that now there's going to be an impending deadly force.
You just put them there.
You move the shield. But you move the shield. That's
it's like tying the guy when he's already
that's
in the
making
place.
It a makom sakana by taking away a shield.
Are you finding the case behind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what's the answer to that question? So the answer is that's what we call grama.
Grama pata.
Grama pata. So you're giving the arrow a deadly quality. How? Not directly through the arrow, but through an extraneous action of the will of the sris. So that's a reinterpretation, so to speak, of the halacha of the arrow.
I'm kidding. If you lock them in, you lock them into a room where there's a fire. So you're doing an extraneous thing, but we said you're responsible because the deadly force is there. Now, why isn't the arrow coming down in gravity considered a deadly force?
Oh, the answer is very simple.
Yeah.
Because since he had a sris, so the arrow is not considered a deadly force.
Yeah, but you're rendering it a deadly force.
Now.
So
you're rendering it a deadly force, l'mafreya, by removing the sris.
No, I think he's...
Yes, in other words, I shot the arrow. At that time it was a sris, so it's not a deadly force. Now I'm rendering it a deadly force by removing the sris. So
well, that's if someone else shot the arrow, and now you remove the sris.
Same thing. Of course, when the guy shot the arrow, it wasn't a deadly force because this guy had a sris. And now you, by doing a completely extraneous action, are causing a reflection on the other action and giving it the definition of a mamus.
I don't understand why you have to look back at the other action. Why don't you say this is that? If the arrow was coming down and I pushed them into the arrow, wouldn't I be chayav?
Yeah.
So why is this any different?
Because if you push them into the arrow, so then when you push them into the arrow, that's a new maisa.
So why isn't taking a sris a maisa be a dayan? Taking away his shield. That's a maisa be a dayan.
That's an extraneous action.
Extraneous?
Yeah, because all you're doing is you're taking away his ability to protect himself. And now the arrow is becoming a deadly phenomenon because of the fact that you've taken away his protection.
He was 10 steps away. He was in a protected place. Now you pushed him into an unprotected place.
No, you didn't push him.
The same thing. No, I'm saying
he pushed him.
Because he pushed him into the arrow.
Okay, so why
that's
is pushing
a different
the arrow different from taking
you're
away?
You're saying it's more removed.
No, because this is a mice and be a dime. You're pushing him into the arrow. Over here, I'm not
taking
doing
away his wrist is not a mice and be a dime.
It's not a mice and be a dime because actually it was a harmless chaitz that was on its way. And you're rendering it deadly by preventing him from protecting himself. So that's a roundabout method of rendering the arrow deadly. It's a reinterpretation. That's the second kind of grammar. That's what we said on Shabbos. There's two types of grammar. One type of grammar is like when you take down a fence and that causes the animal to go out. But another type of grama is if you reinterpret an action through an extraneous one, that's like going like this. I mean, that's a reinterpretation through an extraneous action, so that's not direct. That's considered grama. That's the concept.
So the guy was in the he's in the desert and the sun is blazing. And he has an umbrella, which is keeping him alive, so the sun doesn't give him heat stroke, and you pull away the umbrella, it's the same thing. He'll be grown.
Because the sun was not a deadly force.
It is a deadly force. He just happened to have been blocked from it.
But for him, it wasn't deadly because he had an umbrella.
So you rendered the sun a deadly force by taking it away.
That's right. Now, l'mafreya, you're rendering the sun a deadly force. So you're reinterpreting the sun through an extraneous action, so that's considered indirect grama. Yeah, I remember I was one time in Florida. So we found this empty beach in one of those parks over there. I think it was called, it's a famous park over there. You go over and...
Key Biscayne?
No, you go over with the yeah, I forget the name of the park.
That parkway that goes over to Miami?
Yeah, you gotta go.
McCarthy, you are. We don't know where you are.
Yeah, I know. You go south, you go over Biscayne.
Right,
Olita.
And then you go into this famous park.
Olita?
What?
Olita?
No. But, anyways. So I went there with my wife. It was boiling. So they sold umbrellas. Got an umbrella, was a machaya. That was a shris. The sun was beautiful. It was a machaya to stay there. That was $10 was worth it. So that's the shris. The shris renders the chama a pleasant place. And a pleasant place now. Now if a guy takes away my shris, so it, by an extraneous action, he's rendering the chama a deadly agent. So that we call grama. Because he's not doing anything directly.
So the guy's tied up in front of a cage with a lion, and you open the cage, it's also grama.
If the guy's tied up in front of the cage...
No, if he's standing in front of the cage, and the lion's in the cage, and you open the cage.
No.
Why?
Because that's a mice be a dying.
So this is also a mice be a dying. Taking away
there's
the
a
umbrella.
Difference because when you open up the cage, yeah, but it doesn't matter. But now, when you open the cage, you're rendering the lion a deadly thing.
So now, when you're taking away the umbrella, you're rendering the sun a deadly force.
Yeah, but it's indirect because the sun was defined before as a non-deadly force.
Oh, and the lion in a cage where the cage is locked is defined as a non-dangerous thing also.
Yeah, but now you're opening it and you're...
It's like you're sitting on the lion. It's like you're sitting on the lion.
Exactly.
No, you're not sick.
Yeah, you're acting
on
the lion.
You're acting
on the lion.
Yeah,
you're
acting on the lion.
You're not acting on the
side. Right. You're acting, yes, you're acting on the
line. No, you're not. You're just opening the gate.
Yeah, but that's opening the gate. Exactly.
It's
acting on the line.
It's a vicious animal.
You're acting on the head.
So
you're acting on the cover of my
arrow coming down.
That's
is pretty vicious, though.
Well, you act on the
shield. But at the time the end of the arrow was coming down, it wasn't
your
the
mice
so
wasn't
line.
Mice
the line was like, oh, opening the catch.
You're doing an action to the lion that makes the lion a deadly force. Here I'm not doing an action to the
arrow. There's a wall in front of the lion, and I knocked down the wall.
Right.
So
you're freeing the lion. So you're acting on the lion,
so
and the moment from the moment the lion gets into motion, he's deadly.
You're not doing anything to the arrow.
Right.
You're not doing anything to the arrow. The case of the lion would be
if
the
lion.
The arrow's lying there.
You're knocking down the wall. You're not doing anything to the lion.
The lion by nature is a dangerous animal. Now you're
and an arrow coming down.
So
the
sun
is dangerous too.
No, that's the point. The point is that there's a shris. It's not dangerous.
Oh, if there's a wall, it's not dangerous either.
Yeah, but by your breaking down the wall, you're like the Rambam says. I mean, according to Machlokas, but according to the Rambam, since his das adam is to kill a guy, so that he doesn't consider grandma.
So
he says that it might be dying.
Then,
it's
the
Rambam.
But then he
And then when you're taking away the source, your das is to kill him too. As a matter of fact, you hate this guy.
No, but
and you shot the arrow and you ran over quick.
You're redefining Lamafreya that it was always a dangerous force. That's the difference. That's the difference. I mean, that's what he's saying.
I know he's saying it, I just don't understand.
But let's say you put poison on the arrow or something, then would that be different?
Yeah.
Then that would be.
That's right. Then I'm creating a deadly force.
Because you're acting on the arrow.
Right.
You're acting
on the chest. Right. That's right. Exactly.
What's your case of putting the poison?
I'm acting on the wall.
On the arrow is the poison. The regular arrow. It's
flying through the air. It has
to come
through
there. You put poison on the arrow. Oh, is it? No shield. No shield. No shield.
Shooting at his leg.
What were you doing? It's already going to kill him.
No, shooting at his leg, let's say.
It's not very weak arrow. It's a small arrow.
It's a rubber.
You can't. I'm like on the high. This. I'm a rubber. I'm a tilas asris. The yada. Baishaita lo haba elagrama. Bahama. Or kapapa. Look, I mean, I see what he's saying. It's an indirect reinterpretation. Because you have to have a deadly force. So at the time the arrow was shot, it was not a deadly force. Now, by doing something extraneous, I'm rendering it a deadly force. That's called grama.
I mean, if when the arrow was shot, the shield was on the floor,
yes,
the deadly force, and if he picked up the shield,
yes,
to lock it, and now you put it away, then you'd be higher.
Yes.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's the way it is, because you have a deadly force. You need a deadly force.
What's the difference?
The guy would come over and take my umbrella away. It was very hot.
Right.
And he and I was tied up over there. I wouldn't last for more than a couple hours. So that would be grandma. I wouldn't be able to go to court and do anything. Wouldn't be able to go anyway. But all right. So, I mean, that's what he's saying. That, if you don't buy it, I can't sell. But
futures.
Yeah, we need to have a buyer. Okay. But that's what he says. Okay, now go ahead. I'll give him that. But let's. How does he go from here? That's what
bothers me. So Hachinami, this will now apply. But Ashkelalei bitka the mar. So the same thing applies to the case of the water. Break the water in front of him. Mahoy roy la most bekoch rishon, ela bekoch sheni.
Shapirish.
Right.
The second Shapirish, the second power that was released.
Roy, or he didn't die with it. I'm not sure the case
of that. Kolo Roy Lomos Bekoach Rishon, because otherwise he'd be Chayev. Elo Bekoach Sheni Shapirish Kotsov of Yilasham Upater. Tamai Machayvislei Iyasha Savo. So this is just the case of Brahma. What is he talking about? Let's go to a Swiss. It's part because it's Brahma.
What does it mean? The most of cooperation of the
because the Gemara says if he dies by Koach Sheni Yipat, so you gotta say Koach Rishon couldn't have killed him. So therefore, the case is by Koach Sheni. Koach Sheni, you're a grandma, but I don't see what's it got to do with Sris. It's just a little grandma. I don't see how he answers.
I thought that's the whole point of Sris is grandma also.
I know, but you're not gonna tell me that every grandma is a Sris.
You're asking
it's a different kind of grandma. There's a grandma that I didn't do the thing. I just created a pool which eventually started to rise, and that's considered a Maisa grandma. But there's no reinterpretation like by a Sris. There's no relationship. It's two. He's comparing two types of grandma. We said it's two different types of grandma. That's what I don't understand. The Maharam has a beautiful lashon. That's one thing. And when he explains something clearly, it's beautiful. But here he's explaining it clearly, but I don't see what he's explaining.
And generally you find the Maharam as a beautiful lashon?
Beautiful, actually. Yeah, he's not like the Maharam. He's just chapter.
He doesn't write as much as the Marshall, so you're hard to find out.
But when he writes, he writes. He reminds me of the Ritva, the way he writes.
Really?
Yeah. When did he live, huh? Must have been after Marshall. I think so. It was Marshall never quotes him. Marshall wrote first, I think. But that's the Maharam. Which Maharam is that? That's the Maharam. In Lublin. Maharam in Lublin. He's very good Pirish. He's clear as a bell. Whatever his language is, no problem. That's why they used to say a real London learns the Marsha. That's Marsha's chapel. Why he's like the Ramban. At any rate, I wanted to answer the question. Without the help of the Maharam. Okay. See, what does the Gemara say there in Sanhedrin? Yeah. Olga. Maybe it's Amarav.
Which case?
Olga with a shekel leg, Ditka the Maya. Right, he tied him up.
That was there, right?
That was there. Yeah, go ahead.
Giri Didehu.
Giri Didehu. It's his arrows.
Yeah.
Hani Mili.
Avabakarachsheni.
Now go ahead.
Vamara Papa Zark Sura Lamala. Vahal Kholid Studin. Vaharga Chayev. Amali Mabar of Ashilu Rapapa. My time up. Vishun de Koho.
Yeah, one second. But Tesis is saying, what? He's hearing something in Tesis. He's saying, and even if he tied him up first, and then he went and released the Bitka the Maya. So I don't say what? Taisus learns the cases not in the random case of Pasha, but Taisus learns the cases even if he ties them up first, and then he goes over and he releases the Bitka of the Maya. Right? So what does the releasing of the Bitka of the Maya mean?
It doesn't have Isaac at all.
It's a grumma, right? Yeah. But there's one thing here, that he knows he's going to release the Bitka the Maya. Right? So you might think that what? That since he knows he's going to release the Bitka the Maya, so therefore it's considered self Chamalova, because he knows he's going to do it. Kamash Malon. That since at the time that he tied the guy up, it's only considered so chamalovo if you look at it in conjunction with his later action. Then you'd say so chamalovo. Correct? But since you don't, so therefore it's never the fact that he knows he's gonna do it doesn't count. Correct? So when he does it, when he tied him up, it was like a sris. Because it wasn't self hamalova. It wasn't self hamalova. And now he's rendering it self hamalova, but that's la'achar ha'maisa. So that's what Taisus means, it's dhamma l'sris. That la'achar ha'maisa, you're rendering it as self chamalova. Because at the time of the maisa, there was nothing there at all. Except I have in mind that I'm going to do it. So if you look at I having in mind that I'm going to do it as a fact, so then I would say it's self chamalova right away. And when he does it later, it was a self chamalova. But now that I say that I don't combine those two actions, the tying up and the release, so it comes out that when I tied him up, it was not defined as a deadly force. Even though I knew I'm going to do it. But when am I defining it as a deadly force? Later. And later, I didn't tie him up. So that's why Taisus says it's like Swiss. Because you're redefining the force as a deadly one after you tied him up.
I mean, Swiss also, you could look at it as, I know I'm going to pull away the Swiss.
That's right. That's right. Same thing with Swiss. That I know that I release the arrow and I know I'm going to pull away the Swiss. So you could say, since I know I'm going to pull away the Swiss, so now it's a deadly force. Kamash Malon, we don't combine those two actions. So therefore, at the time of release, it's not a deadly force. And you want what I'm doing later to render it a deadly force, that's grama. So the same thing over here. Now you don't combine these two actions. Because if you did, when you tied them up, it will come out of yourself, chamalavo, it's a deadly force. But since you don't combine the two actions, so it only becomes a deadly force later. Later, I didn't tie them up. So that's what Taisus means, Domosus.
So it's an action.
So
Maisa
Adam
is not
right. Habamina is one Maisa, and then
right.
Maska is two Maisas.
That's right, correct. In other words, the
one,
way.
The first was premeditated, and
right.
The second one is just by itself.
Two separate actions. Who said I'm going to do it? Right now I think I'm going to do it, but there's no guarantee. I'll trip or something. Who says I'm going to do it?
Well, even if you know it's inevitable, like if you tie a guy up at night and it's dark and the sun's going to come the next day, it's also grama. If you didn't bring him there.
If you tied him up and you brought him there?
No, you didn't bring him there.
Well, here he's speaking where he brought him there.
What?
Here he's speaking where he brought
him
there.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
that's what he's saying, right?
So
Taisa is saying, even if you bring him there, it's still not considered a deadly force just because you had intended. We don't tie your intention. We don't tie your intention to the first action. So therefore, it's like a sris. Because you're rendering it a deadly force later, after he's tied up, but you never tied him up in front of a deadly force. That's what Taisus means.
Your das doesn't render it
inevitable. That's
force.
Right. Taisus learns the Gemara very deep. Because Taisus apparently learns the Gemara that if the Gemara's chiddush was just kal chish and kal sheni, that's a davar pashut. So Taisus learns the chiddush of the Gemara Sanhedrin is even if you had in mind, you tied him up first, and you had in mind you're going to release the bit to the Maya. Still, since it doesn't count at the time, so that releasing of the bit to the Maya is non-existent. So you tied him up in a safe place. And now you're rendering it an unsafe place, but now you're not tying him up anymore. Now you're not tying him up anymore, so you're not chayef. Because you never tied him up in front of a dangerous moving element. Even though you know you're going to do it, that doesn't count. You can't combine the two. That's the way Taisus is learning. Taisus is ingenious. Taisus is really learning the Gemara on a very deep level. That the Gemara's Chiddush is not simply called Fish and Galshani, because that's the brush. But the Gemara's Chiddush is, like the Gemara says before, if you don't cut him and not less his wrist. Now that's an ingenious Taisus. That's a Taisus very, very deep.
There's no such thing as premeditated.
There's nothing premeditated. It has to do with the fact that you don't combine the guy's two actions, even though in his das, they're combined. Okay, is that good?
Very good.
Okay.
The Ram lived in about 1600.
1600?
Yeah, 1558 to 1616.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
tell
you.
Get back.
Is
that
my wrong?
I want to print out. If the guy's in the reservoir and you open up the dam waters, so that would be wrong also.
Where's
the
standing?
In the way of the dam, but it doesn't matter. When he was standing, there was.
The call group showed you behind.
What?
You released it in the way it's called Rishon?
Yeah.
You behind that. That's one night. That's the question called Rishon Tarshani. It's a shoot in the way.
Yeah, but when he was there, it wasn't dangerous. When he was there, it wasn't dangerous when he was in the reservoir. It wasn't a dangerous force.
He's not dangerous. Yeah, it's not pull the trigger, it's not dangerous either. But you're just doing one mice.
No, that's because it's your mice.
This point is that you can do it with two mice, it can't be joined. But if you're just doing one mice, why should you be fine? And I stand right in front of a dam, and I take a TNT, blow it up to kill this guy. The water was gushing on the ground.
Oh, is that different than removing arrows of flying now with his shield? Why is that the same?
I created the dangerous force.
Why?
I created the dangerous force with it. I didn't do it by the arrow.
So why?
So that's the distinction.
So if the sun is out, you didn't create it, and it's also you're responsible.
No, you put him in the sun. You have to drag him to a place.
Or if you tie him up while the sun is there.
Because there you said the Kula is already masculine.
This is Koa.
That's what he said. The Kula.
It's a mice. It has it.
He said you're Gomar, that has it. Sorry. That you could ask him. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it different if the sun's up or not?
Well, sun being up already, that's the Haskalah's has it. That's what you said last week.
Right. You didn't ask that.
I understand, but it already started. You completed it.
Here's a little bit before Masha. 1555 to
1631. I think it
was first. Yeah, well, I mean, they overlap. But
they overlap. Like was, right, that's why I never got some. And the Maram tried to smooth out the Masha. Tried to get rid of his problem with that choppy lush. But I think, B'mechilas Kvodo, I think he missed it, the Maram on this one. Because he's just trying to say it's a grandma. I mean, different grown, not the same grown. Okay. All right. In other words, the Gemara before by Sfiris says, Vafilu Karam Anatla. So Taisus is learning that that's going on this case too. Same way. You tied him up and you had a mind, and then you go back and you open up the Bikta de Maya. Right? So Taisus is beautiful, sharp, very sharp Taisus. Okay, got it. Then Tama, we're finishing off Taisus. Hahi dehi shichbo san nachash de potter lamanda amar me atzmo makish. That he, in other words, they didn't know whether the eris is Mizumin already in his fangs, or whether he ejects it and produces it.
What's the hashir?
Bite.
He sigged the nachash on the guy.
He threw him?
Oh, so that's what this explains. Amai potter lefima shepirish bishmaitin the pipara shesom yodo letoch piv vehishach. That he put his hand into his mouth. So why is that considered potter, a grama? L'chayim mishumeisho, devarei anach hashasik v'adam. It's definitely putting him on a death path.
Right?
Right?
Even if the snake doesn't out.
Right. He's still on a death path. It's going to happen.
So you caused him to get
it's definitely going to happen. It's like chama, so chama lova. Right? The Yeshlomar, the Shiny Hassan, She'ino Eris, Adayan Ba'ola.
How do you know that?
It's like saliva.
Only the rabbis can come up.
You mean, but if you put
rabbis split the hairs.
But if you put his hand in his hand in the mouth of the dog, that wouldn't be grown. That'd be fire.
Right.
Because it's just biting. It's
yeah,
not,
that's
it's
exactly. Yeah, because the teeth are there. The teeth are there. But the heiress isn't there.
The sun is also there. Below the horizon.
Right.
How do you know that?
It's not there.
In reality, it's not true. In reality, they have poison sacs.
Yeah, the poison sacs are in back.
Back of the fangs.
And back, and then they release the poison through muscles,
right.
And it goes out and it comes out through the holes in the teeth.
Yeah,
right. That's why you can milk a snake. So.
When you say it's not there, I mean it's not in the fangs?
Yeah, not in the fangs.
It is present in the snake, but not in the fangs.
Not in the fangs.
Not where you are.
Right, so in other words, you're good.
Why is it different than the sun? The sun is not here, the sun is all the way on the other side of there.
Right.
I mean, in the case where you bring them to the sun.
But it's all meant to come out.
You're dying.
So the sun is all meant to move.
It's a mice that you're dying.
No, it's not your pater.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that's his question. It should be like when you bring them into the sun when it's dark and you tie them up your pater, except if you bring them there, because that's a nice big guy. So now you bring them into the
mouth of the snake.
What makes the venom release? What makes the venom release?
The snake. Through his muscular activity.
Contraction.
Yeah, exactly.
He contracts the things, right? It's an amazing thing. Contracts the things and I remember I saw years ago, they used to have, when I was a kid, they had a show called Zoo Parade.
What's it called?
Zoo Parade. Yeah. So they took a rattler, and the guy opened his mouth, and he started to shoot the venom, and he caught the venom in the glass.
Wow.
Caught the venom, and then he drank the whole glass. And then he died.
He can't die from that.
No, he can't die from that.
No one dies from the
blood. That's right.
Really?
That's why he's drinking.
Oh, really?
There's two types of venom. There's venom that destroys the muscular system.
Right.
And venom that paralyzes the nerves.
That's right.
Two different types.
And if it was the type that destroys the muscular system, then if he drank it, it would kill him?
I don't think so, because it gets destroyed
in the stomach, the acid in the stomach will kill it.
Destroys it, right.
Yeah, so that Gemara is wrong. The Gemara that says that the water, if you leave water open, that Shema, maybe a poisonous snake released the venom.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. The whole thing, Mayimagul, anyway.
Mayimagul, it's not true.
It's interesting. You think it was based on some?
They didn't know.
It was
I guess they figured if it kills you when you.
That's what happens.
It's kavachom if you drink it.
That's what I used to tell you. That's
why the guy had a shtick.
That's why the guy had a shtick. Everybody thought that he was going to die.
That's why they used to tell you that when if somebody got bit by a snake, you connect the two dots with a knife, and then you suck it out with your mouth. They changed it.
Yeah, they don't hold from that anymore.
They don't hold it from that anymore because if a guy has a cut in his lip or in his mouth or a tooth or something wrong with his gums, then that venom that he's sucking out will migrate into his blood system.
But that's why they changed.
I guess that guy in the show didn't have any cuts in his mouth.
That's what they used. That was the first Boy Scout.
Maybe drank with a straw. I remember. Yeah, so the thing is, I was wondering why they changed that.
That's why.
I mean, so if your mouth is not cut at all, it still works.
Right.
You connect the two dots.
Connect the two dots.
With a knife.
First you tie off the limb.
Oh, right. So it shouldn't go into the bottom.
First you tie off the limb so it doesn't go any further.
Tourniquet.
Right. Then you connect the two dots. Then you suck it out.
Why do you have to connect the two dots?
Because
otherwise you can't get it. The venom won't come out of those two holes.
Right. The venom fans out it migrates in a pattern like this. So you connect the two dots so that it's a wider opening. You can suck you're producing low pressure outside. So the blood and stuff is coming through the low pressure.
Yeah, the hobbling looks at it. The snake is a biter. He's a biter. He's a killer.
It's going to happen.
So he's going to have to bite you.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So it's the same thing as a chama.
Right.
So Teshuva says, no, when it's a live thing and you require a biological activity, so you're causing the biological activity, but at the time it didn't happen yet, so that's a chama. You break it down to the actions.
Is there a further step from the bit to the bio? Because there's biological action of humans. There's free will involved. Here even by an animal they're going to say it's puppet because there's still will involved.
Will?
I'm just saying that you're not depending on a constant movement like the sun. But the guy that took the mind, you put him there in front of the dam, but the guy didn't break the dam yet, so it's a separate action that's divorced from the first action. You're also saying it's a separate action.
He's definitely going to bite.
Well,
even sure of that.
But it's a mice of a living thing, that's why.
Right, that's right. It's an action of the living thing to squeeze the venom out of its pocket into the teeth. So that's what Teshuva says. That's defined in Halacha. You define in a living animal, if the living animal has to do an action, you don't say, the living animal is definitely going to kill him. What you say is it needs another process. That's Tasha's answer.
Interesting.
Tasha's biology is right. And that's the way it works.
But you wouldn't say that by the lion, because the lion is inherently Gnostic.
No, lion is not Eris.
Right. So if you stick the lion on, it will not be grown.
A lion is not venom. A lion is pure strength.
Right. So that would be fine. That would be fine.
So you put this Gemara Chulin that says that there's Eris in his... the Gemara thought that there's Eris in the nails.
Yeah.
Of the lion.
Of the lions and the cats, but it's not true. Yeah. Funny thing is, they had an experiment, the modern experiment. I don't know, that must have gone awry, because what they did was they had a cat, a wild cat chasing a guy, and they closed the door, and the cat, the cat's claws went on the door, and then they saw Eris in it. But it must have been something else. I mean, the way they conducted experiments years ago is not scientific.
Well, why would the will of a lion be secondary too?
The will?
Meaning that you're still depending on it to do something. I don't mean will like you. I mean, you're still relying on an additional movement of an animal.
Yeah, but that's a
deadly force.
It's a deadly force. Deadly force. You wouldn't want to be in front of a lion and say maybe.
Maybe I'll change his mind.
The lion is free will.
Well, you put it that way.
Maybe it'd be a chatter.
We're getting far off course.
Oh, right. Okay, thanks. So, the Gemara says that Tifshot, the pi para kechotzer hanizdam, that the mouth of the cow acquires the din of the chotzer hanizdam. Why? The I kechotzer hamazigdam, if you're going to say that the mouth of the cow that's eating the guy's field as a din of the chatzar of the mazik, lemalei, why can't he say it? My boy riftach, befuma the cowboy? What is, why is your bread in my cow's mouth? The boyalo, pipar kachatzar mazik domain, or kachatzar mazik domain? The iyam kachatzar mazik domain. The Gemara says, "Shein the chayev rachmana hechem mishkanas lei." How is it possible? Because the mother is chayev, because it's chotzer mazik. Amar Rav Mari Bered Rav Kana, kigam chen is chakiko bekosa la nasa. That's a total different shame. The tinfa peros la nasa. Maskif lo mar zutra v'ba'ina mikasha yivara gola tuma v'leka. You're not going to have a case of where he eats it. Omar, Ravina Omar, Shuf Salman, Ravashi Omar, De Pasi Pisuma. Shuf Salman means what?
So
it's Ikagola Tum. Okay. And the other cases?
Ravon Peros.
Shirala Peros.
Tough Basan the Tet.
Oh, so that's Keshev Al Gemara, dirty then. Okay. Alright, so that's more so, Kimta. So Toshma Shisa Boasakela Shisa Boasanachash Potter. Man Potter Meshasa Potter. Vachayev Balakelev. The Iamakachotza Mazigdami Wemalay. My boy Yodach Bafumi the cowboy. Right, because you're saying the guy that's Mishasa is not Chayev. The guy that's Chayev is the owner of the kelp, but it's his Rishus. So you say, what is your hand doing in my dog's mouth? Ema Potter.
Potter Af Mishasa.
Af Mishasa.
I mean, they're both Potter, really.
They're both Potter. The boy is same the Afke Lenive Visarte. It took his teeth out.
She showed his chain of Visarte, the low hichness yellows of Pev.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, but this whole Gemara is very problematic. Because what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking whether the Pipar is a den of Mazak and Nizak. What kind of a question is that? Even if it has a den of what?
Chatzar Mazak.
Of Chatzar. Hamazik, But he took the, he ate it up out of the Chatzar Nizer. So the sky had been taken out of Chatzar Nizer. Not, the mouth doesn't have to become Chatzar. Right?
Yeah.
So Tosfos raises that question. It's a, that's the Tosfos Tishit, the Pipar, Kachatzar Nizer Dami. So he asks a few questions. Venera Lari. Mikol Hanu Masnisim Lamatzin Lamisha. Veloma Yahid Denotel Charor. Mishim Nesaka Daitoch in Lokha Behema Peres Bechatzar Nizer Ki Ochla Breshus Aradim. Or Bechatzar Hamazik is Chayev. The Kivan, the Pasha Belakicha, Malona Bachila. Who cares that the Achila is Bishus and Mazak?
Because by when he took it.
Yeah, because by when he took it. So, yeah. Vahod me matin miso da acher. Bishus Rabin.
Kicha, that's where he took it from.
Bishus Rabin. Where he took it from. They come a boil like an emotion peros b'feed para. Parashot of the Akum, the Lagna Teshlumin in it. Gunshot of Hamelo Hoysa, Yechol and Lika from Losher Hoshikwa. The Ika Chotzer on his dummy Chayev Balapara. The Ika Chotzer on Mazak dummy Kivan Shinas Noah Hotel Pia. Putter. So he gave him the Godish of the Balach Aror. Shmaminei the Ba'olukich of Achila b'chotzer hanizim. Afa pishein tam b'dorze. Matzorach b'achila. Elv exerce a kosovu. Interesting thing. The text doesn't know, it doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? The tipshot, kishinasa nachal, toch pia, the chayev, the kachotzer an izik dami. Because a mazik dami, umatzi amalei mai bar riftach bepum the chinisoi, hachin amas amalei mai bar riftach bepum the cowboy. Right? So the text says, it doesn't make any sense. It's all people are sitting here. It's a milsa below timer, and it's exerus of kasuf, because he learns that the mashmoyas is in via b'steyat. He says it later. Turn the page. Vodagam shein the harach manech mishkachas lafagav the mishkachas la shapir man shel lachom shalaki chayso b'chotzer hanizik el mishum the pashte dekram mashma shabir chayso b'chotzer hanizik kaboyer. So he means, because the pashtet across mashma, the exeris akosuv, that the actual damage has to take place in the chatzar hanizik. So you're going to have to say that what? That the pi para has a din of chatzar hanizik. But it doesn't make any sense, he says, in terms of damage. What difference does it make?
Right.
So he says it's a noticeable old time. Interesting taste. That taste would not say that. I mean, I try to work it out. Couldn't work it out.
He's also looking at a case, though, where someone else put it there, right?
Right.
And if the animal just went and took it from his rishus, then definitely he's saying b'chayim.
If the animal went and took it from his rishus,
and Isaac and ate it, then is he saying he definitely b'chayim? He's saying the case of a chesh al dekotan, or someone who's in la barthiva put it into his mouth. Because he started saying that last year. He couldn't follow if he changed that.
Because the Gemara is saying by Kelev, my boy lift up the cowboy. So he says, and the Rochel Hashach Loshin says, Kelev Lokach Meatzma, Ela Kloma, Kivan exerts that cost of the boy Achilo being Chatzah and Nizik. The EP part of Chatzah Hamazik, Afiluki Ochla Begadish, the Balach Aroha, Afilu Chatzah Hamazik. Okay? So it exists across always, always exists. Even if it took.
Where did you just read from? the Ambez or not?
Ambez.
He was trying to say that, but then he the Lashon doesn't work out.
He says the Lashon's Lava. Because you can't say what is it doing there, but he's borrowing the Lashon from before. But the guy put it in the dog's mouth. But the it's not Shach, because the animal did it itself. But still in all, he'd be Pata. Because the Achila is B'chatzah Mazik. The dachak shinei akelav, the nachash, but pesar chavera, and kain amai chayev balakelav, balo yada b'chatzah mazikum, b'lemele my bay yada b'kum nekaboy. The beer itself.
Isn't he saying then that if you take it from the Chatzah Nizah?
Boy, Echim Mishkachas Law. What is that?
This question is, why is it saying Shane? Well, where do you have Shane? Just take this case of Shane is where he takes it from the Chatzah Nizah. The implication is that he's still sticking with that.
Yeah, what? That if you take it from Chatzah Nizah?
Then even if you say Pipara is Chatzah Nizah, you're still going to be Chayv. So that's why it's Kasha. So what are you saying? Where do you find a case of Shane? That's a simple case of Shane. You go into the other guy's field, the Nizah's field, and you. Needs it. What it's saying is no. And it's simple pshat is that it's even going to be in the case where he eats it in say it would be ever staying out there.
Because
it's always going to be the Chatzir of the Mazik.
Hold on, Matifshot, go back to the list of us. Hold on, Matifshot, Lavi Masinissin, Elmi Sugya, the Mashma, the Shmait, the Ukma, Ochwa, the Godish, the Balak Arara, Shmamine, the boy, the Kichov, Achila, the Chatzanas. Because it's mashma from that member that he ate it in the gadish of the bala hara. So why does he care if he ate it where he ate it? If it's a matter of lakicha, so the answer is that the actual destruction has to be in the chatzar of the nizik, even though there's no reason for it. Afal pishin tam b'dovah, matzar b'achila, that was exerts a kasef. The tifshot, kishenasan achlatoch piya dechayev, the kechazra nizik tamya, the kechazra mazik tamya, matzi amalei my boy riftoch, achanai matzi amalei my boy riftoch perfume of the cowboy, even though the kelev took it. It's much more elsewhere. It's exerce kasim. It's exerce kasim, milsa below time. So, can we say anything on it? Well, it's milsim all the time, that's it. There's no time against me. You said left arm in front.
Down 4:30.
Oh, we switch it? Oh, okay.
It's late.
Oh, good. Okay. So the thing is, yeah, so what do you say? So I say that the Xeris HaKosev is that there has to be a tzirith between the Maisa Hezek and between the Chatzar and Hezek.
Okay.
In the Maisa Hezek, there has to be a tzirith. So that's why you have to define the Pipara as the Rishus Hezek.
That creates a
tzirith. But why you need a tzirith, we don't know.
You say that again?